Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, we were talking about rabbinical oral traditions. Hey, let's continue there today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Verse 24, and when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. Okay, now in this case, she can be another man's wife because it wasn't adultery in the fact of she cheated with someone else, but rather, perhaps, she had been raped. And she was still free to marry. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement and giveth it in her hand and sendeth her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife, after that she is defiled, for that is abomination before the Lord. Now, I want to emphasize that word abomination, because the same word in Hebrew from which this was translated in our King James Bible was used not only here, but it's also used in speaking of homosexuality, which God also calls an abomination. To God, homosexuality, whether married or not married, homosexuality is morally disgusting, repulsive, sickening, making one want to vomit, something to be rejected. Now, folks, that was the Hebrew word used for homosexuality of abomination, and it's used here in this situation of her after her first husband dies or he puts her away, going back to her first husband. And so that is what the Bible says. And if the Bible says it, I'm not going to disagree with what God said. Now, remember, this is in the law, and remember our text, Jesus said, for the hardness of your heart, he gave it. But from the beginning, it was not so. Now, having said all that, he says here, again, to finish out that verse, for that is an abomination before the Lord. Remember, before the Lord, if God says it makes him sick, if he says it's morally disgusting, whether it's homosexuality or this thing here, then those things are morally disgusting, makes God want to vomit. It's utterly repulsive to him. So, again, he says, thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Now, having read that, that's an Old Testament passage, but oral tradition of the Jews' day changed it, as did the rabbinical writings. Someone pointed this out to me recently, that this comes from the rabbinical and oral traditions. And this is something that has come up before, but they said that a man could say, I divorce you three times. I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you three times. Then she was divorced. And then if she went out and became wife to another, as seen in Deuteronomy, the man could later say, well, I didn't say that, and have her put to death as an adulteress. Now, you see, they use that to say, well, that's what these guys are talking about here. No, they're not. They must go away from what is written of what Christ said in Matthew. He did not honor in any way their oral tradition. He kept it to the Bible. The Bible said a writing of divorcement in Deuteronomy. Jesus clearly says writing of divorcement. Some teachers have applied this to the tradition of I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. Well, Jesus didn't. There's no implication in the context that he did. As a matter of fact, not even the Pharisees implied it. They knew better. You see, Scripture is the final authority. Therefore, allow the Scriptures to establish your stand on any subject. That's what we should do as Christians. Now, Christ here is keeping it to the law as it was written, not as liberal oral traditions and writings that seem to give place to the flesh or the theory they've built. Jesus got it right. President Ronald Reagan was asked what he felt was the biggest regret in his political life and decision-making. Without hesitation, he said it was no-fault divorce when he was governor of California. He realized that even our laws do not change what God has to say on the matter. And Reagan said that was his biggest mistake as the president. Now, a couple may be divorced before or after they get saved, and they remarry others. Well, whether they were saved or not saved, they have remarried others, so the leftover spouse is now free to marry, and it would be an abomination to divorce and go back to the first husband according to the word of God that we just read in Deuteronomy. Now, that takes us back to our text. And we here in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 32. Just kind of where you're sitting there or listening to this, kind of put up your hand and count your five fingers. And I say that because the first five words of this verse are of vital importance. This is Almighty God in the flesh speaking these words. And since a colon follows verse 31, it shows, along with what is written in verse 31, that here, verse 32, goes along with that. It supports it. And what is it that he said? Now listen, he said, but I say unto you, those five words, Jesus was speaking from his authority. Remember in John 13, 33 and 34, he said, a new commandment I give unto you. He was speaking fully from his authority as God come in the flesh. And this verse is also from that same authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that is important. Today you have those who say, well, I go along with what James Dobson says, or I like what Bill Gothard said on this in his Institute of Basic Youth Conflicts. Now, I find it funny that I'm sure both these men have done some good things. When I was a younger preacher, I showed a video, then there were 16 millimeter movies, of James Dobson saying, look, your child is playing rock music in his bedroom. Don't get in there and jump all over him. Just tell him, turn it down to where only he has to hear it. If your daughter stays out to midnight, it's all right, because it's not like the old days now where they can stay out. The times have changed. In other words, the culture determines standards instead of the Bible. Isn't it interesting that I've heard NFL coaches and sports people on professional levels say nothing can happen good after 11 o'clock at night? And I think that's a pretty good rule to go by. Nothing can happen good after 11 o'clock at night. Go home, stay home, be home. Well, Dobson says, well, when Dobson, that movie, said those things, I hadn't reviewed the film. I just got up and I said, folks, Dobson said some good things in that film, but one thing he said wrong. I mentioned that about the rock music and about letting the girls stay out till midnight or later. And I said, look, that is just basically wrong. I said, that's just wrong. And I said, Dobson's not us. We're fundamental independent Baptists. And he was a Nazarene. His dad was a Nazarene preacher and doesn't even believe in eternal security. And, oh, I made a bunch of people mad. Not because I pointed out what Dobson is, but because I said he was wrong. But folks, according to the Word of God, he was wrong. You remember Paul got chased out of Thessalonica for preaching the Word? Then he goes straight from there to Berea. And he preaches the Word in Berea, and the people at Berea, the Bible says, are more noble than those at Thessalonica in that they searched the Scriptures to see if those things were so. And so that's what we're saying here, is that people, a lot of times, won't search the Scriptures. They won't go along with it. There's Bill Gothard. Boy, everything he says is right, people were saying. Boy, he's right down the line. He's fundamental. He's straight. Then he got in trouble with some teenage girls and kind of a molesting type thing. And I don't know whether it was true. I know he got charged, and I know some other things come up. But after that, he kind of lost a lot of his crowd. Now, having said all of that, I'm not against Dobson or Gothard. Rather, I am for the Bible as the final authority. And look, there are people that will teach what Dobson or what Gothard says, and they'll put more emphasis on their conflicts or books and hardly refer to the Bible that much, but just to mention a verse here or there. So, this is what they said in Jesus' day, but Jesus said, but I say unto you, and you see, that is the right authority. Don't miss that. The right authority in any Christian's life is first and foremost the Word of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm.